Hey, baby. I'm just working on dinner. It'll be ready in about 10. Darling, what's wrong? Bad shift? Oh. Sweetie, let me turn the oven off so supper doesn't burn and I'll meet you in the living room, okay? You go sit. I'll be there in a minute. Okay, sweetie. Lay down. Put your head in my lap. Good. You like it when I run my fingers through your hair and massage your scalp, don't you? Does that feel good? Alright, babe. Try to relax. I'm here whenever you're ready to talk. Yeah, I know. Work has been crazy. Neither one of us expected it to be like this when we went into the medical field. I know, you feel frustrated and you're angry. This current situation has you exhausted and you can't see an end to it. Those are completely valid feelings. You're thinking of quitting? Again, I understand, and I will be by your side no matter what your decision is, but will you hear me out for a few minutes? Thank you. I feel everything you're feeling. All the death we've seen in the last 2 years. Hell, it's more than I've seen in the rest of my years of nursing combined. And when you combine that with the heavy patient loads we have to carry and all the extra hours we've had to work, and then you add to that what at times seems like complete apathy from the public, it's soul-crushing. And it seems never ending. There have been many times that I sat in my car at the end of my shift and just cried because I was so overwhelmed by everything. But I choose to keep going. It may be crazy, but I do. All I ever wanted to do since I was a kid was to take care of people, to make the space I'm in a little better. A little brighter than it was when I arrived. I chose to become a nurse to help people. People who needed me, who needed someone to care for them, to heal them, to stand up for them. Yeah, smartass, and I chose emergency medicine because I love the adrenaline rush. Sue me. It makes me great at my job. I thrive in chaos. I take it you're starting to feel a little better since you're giving me shit, huh? Hey, don't tickle me. Okay. I'm getting to my point. Hush. You know I come from a long line of mouthy southern women. That's one of the reasons you love me. Anyway. I choose to hold my head up and go into work every day with a mission. That mission is to do my best. With every patient, with every family member. Even with every emotionally stunted jackass of a doctor. Because even on my worst day, my best will be enough to bring a smile to someone. To calm a scared child. To comfort a grief-stricken family member. To save a life. It's hard. It's frustrating. At times it's heartbreaking, but it's what I'm good at. It's what I love. It's what gives me purpose every day. I'm not saying don't quit the healthcare profession. I'm not saying I won't understand if you do. I'm just saying before you make a decision, think about what brought you to this profession. Think about what it gives you versus what it takes from you. Picture yourself after this whole COVID debacle is over, because eventually it will be over. What do you see yourself doing? Listen, if you decide to stick with it, I promise that I will do all I can to help you get through this. And if you decide to change paths, well, I'll do everything to help with that too. It will be okay. I will always be here for you.